You are listening to Know You're Crazy. My name is Susan Dene. We all have crazy. What separates us is how we choose to deal with it. I'm going to be delivering engaging and actionable tools to own your crazy, treat your crazy, and turn it into your own superpower. I hope that you walk away from this show feeling the power and strength within you. And never forget to enjoy your journey because you are worth it. Hey everyone, this is Susan Dene, and you are listening to the Know You're Crazy talk show, where I am talking about emotional recovery in the raw. And for today's topic, I am talking about how not to give up and how not to give in when you start to experience mental lethargy. So let me explain a little bit. You know, as I was prepping for today's show, I was trying to remember what inspired me to talk about this topic, because for me, it's near and dear to the heart, especially over my experience over the last 4 to 5 years. I don't remember what sparked it. Probably was working with someone, they said something, or we were going through, and it reminded me of what a dark place this can be, especially if you're someone like myself who likes to get things accomplished. And then suddenly you find yourself in a situation where you might describe it as you feel depressed, you have no energy, you don't feel like doing anything, yet you are haunted by the conscious thought that you should be doing something. You know, I've also shared about the different transitions my own life has been over and been through over the last couple years, especially, but really started about 5 or 6 years ago. Maybe age has something to do with that. But what that got me thinking about was how all of us go through different phases of our life where we start to experience a new identity. You know, these also could be times where we don't necessarily celebrate rites of passage anymore. But imagine if you're 18 years old and you're getting ready to graduate high school, and you're about to embark on the future. And that future, likely, if you're doing what everybody else kind of normally falls in alignment to do, might include a college education. But if you're an 18-year-old who doesn't quite align with that, and that's not something that you see yourself doing, that can be a very scary place where suddenly you feel like you should be doing something, but you don't want to do it. Same thing happens, you know, as we get older and we start finding that we're no longer inspired, nor are we as excited about doing things that we used to do. The recipes changed, the events have changed, we've changed, but now what? Now what do we do? Especially when we've spent years conditioning ourselves into a particular path. You've heard this called midlife crisis. I'd like to say a midlife identity crisis, really. So are you tap dancing with mental lethargy? Is there something going on in your life, or has it gone on in the past? Maybe you know somebody who's in this boat where you feel like you're on a never-ending spiral of hopelessness, of nothingness. You've got a whole bunch of head telling you should be doing something, but actively you're not holding yourself up to the same expectations that you're setting for yourself. And it just comes out to where you hear yourself often saying, I don't feel like doing anything. I've also described this as I'm going against the current constantly. I feel like I'm trudging through mud right now. I'm going against the wind. And that's today's topic, is how do we, when we find ourselves in those spots where we just are having a hell of a time, how do we convince ourselves to keep going forward? You know, my motto is, you know, enjoy the journey. Well, how do we enjoy the journey when something like that feels so heavy? How do we muster up the energy and the wherewithal to be our own cheerleader? You know, because it won't matter who else is cheering for you if you're in this spot, because you're not going to be able to feel it. It's literally when you have to be able to become your own advocate, no matter what, no matter what. And so there were a couple things over my journey over the last few years when I personally started experiencing this. And really one of the tipping points for me is when I woke up to the idea that I was no longer going to be in the same profession. I didn't know for how long I was, that was going to, you know, when I was going to actually make a leap and do something different with my life. But the truth of it came in real heavy at one moment. And I knew that there was going to be a significant change in my professional world in the near future. Didn't know where that was. Part of that significant change is I upped my reading, and I started reading a ton of books, anywhere from inspiration, spiritual to motivational. I started really getting into the whole self-development world, finding out, is that where I fit? Is that what I want? And the reason I'm bringing that up is because there were two writers and one was a spiritual teacher. Another one, I would say it was Napoleon Hill. I don't know what we would call Napoleon Hill, thought leader. He had done interviews with many people who found success, but he had also done a lot of interviews with people who had found tragedy and difficulty to find out, you know, what they did to overcome that. But one of the things he wrote in his book called Outwitting the Devil, and this one really stood out to me. So when I was prepping for this show, he came to mind in this writing. And in the book, he starts out telling a story how he had a lot of ambition. He was, in all avenues, society, you'd call him successful. He had owned businesses, successful businesses. I think there was a magazine he had owned, an actual college. He purchased a college, and there was another business in there that he owned, but he was never happy. He would get the businesses, or he would start to bring in money, but it wasn't speaking to him. So then he would let it go. And, you know, and so lo and behold, in one of these business adventures, he had made a deal with a guy. I think the guy was going to sell him his magazine, and Napoleon was going to take that over. But in the, you know, mishap of all of that, the guy, and this must have taken place back in the Prohibition era, actually, the guy had done something, and they put a hit out on him, and the guy got killed. I mean, he got killed, and it was a conspiracy between, like, the police and you know, the bad guys. And Napoleon Hill, in fear of this, went on the run because somebody gave him heads up that he had a hit on him. And so he went out to the country. And this is what he starts to describe, because once he found himself staying at a relative's house after all this seemingly success, but he knew it was success that was not fulfilling him. He's finding himself out in the country at this relative's house, and he has no motivation. He is absolutely, how I would describe it, just flatlined with motivation. And what he wrote in the book was, he said, if the seed of insanity had been in my makeup, surely it would have germinated during those months of living death. So he's talking about relating this experience to living death. Foolish indecision, irresolute dreams, doubt and fear were my mind's concern day and night. Have you ever had that situation where, you know, the mistakes are in your mind every day? The shoulda, woulda, couldas are haunting you. You know, that's what he's talking about, the doubt. You know, we did a show, Dr. Pat and I did a show on doubt, and it was a very powerful show about how doubt can really, really take us out emotionally and intellectually. He goes on about his experience with the self that was lethargy, you know, the lethargy of the mind, of the body at that time. His experience with running to the country for a year, and this is where I wrote, you know, he's going from business owner, college owner, speaking publicly, to not being able to even move or motivate for an entire year. Now, obviously, he found his way out of there, but that was a period of time where he describes it as living death, and it lasted for a year. Okay, the next one that I'm going to talk about was the other author and spiritual teacher is Michael Beckwith, founder of the Agape International. And he appeared in The Secret with the quote where he said, "Yet there are many times in any stages of consciousness when the dark night of the soul overshadows our desire to practice, grow, and transform." And what Michael Beckwith talks about in his book is this dark night of the soul. And it is, he says, spiritual practitioners have commented this can be moments, days, months, or even years before the feeling of any divine succor. Everything considered real now feels unreal. And what his explanation in his book, obviously he's a spiritual thought leader, is he's talking about the impact of when, you know, in the book he goes into detail, but he's talking about, you know, everything's going, you know, you feel like everything's, you know, rocking and rolling. I mean, and then suddenly it's just not working anymore. And suddenly there's like this dark night of the soul that comes in, and you don't know when it's going to pass. You just know that you went from feeling like a competent, capable person with abilities to suddenly what happened? I feel like my leg's been taken out from underneath me. What happened? What's going on here? And that's why I talk about it. Most relevant for me was a decision professionally where everything was going fine and there was something that occurred. And then I had this moment of what I would describe as the dark night of you know, the mental lethargy that started to set in. And I will go more into detail with that, you know, as the show continues, as part of that story, because, you know, when you're there, it feels very isolating and it can feel very scary. A lot of times what's happening is when you're in that space, it's a feeling of I should be doing more, but I just can't seem to muster the energy to do it. There's a constant game between a difference between what one thinks they should be and what one is meant to be. And so most people will give in and never pushing for what they're meant to be when they're in this phase, when they're in this phase. So I don't always say bad guy, you know, the little devil, you got the angel and the devil. I don't know if anybody used to watch George Burns. I'm aging myself. That was back in the 80s or 90s, I think. Anyway, but you know, the little devil's telling you, you're not doing enough. You should have done this. You're not working out enough. You didn't go to school like you said you were going to go to school. You know, and it's constantly comparing you to somebody else. It's not about you being happy with you. You are in constant comparison with somebody else, or the expectations that you've set for yourself are too high and you don't realize it yet. You know, what we are meant to be, what we are intended to be, and I'm going to go into this more in the show, that comes from grace. That comes from a full feeling of acceptance, a full feeling of surrender. That is a blessed alignment. Some people like to say, what is your purpose? What is your passion? The PPs kind of scare me sometimes because I think there's too much significance placed on the word passion. I think that there's a tendency to make that too big because people get stuck on, well, what's my passion? What's my passion? All right. So if any of that resonates with you, I'm going to share more about that after we come back from break. Because what do you do once you realize that you're in the dark night of the soul, or you're in the living death, or you're in this state of being where it feels like nothing you do is working? You feel like you're in a constant state of no energy, yet you're maybe getting some things accomplished, but you're just not recognizing it anymore. What do you do? When we return, we're going to talk about that. So stay with me. We will be back.
Are you passionate about impacting social change or working towards anti-racism as a society? Are you willing to deconstruct your innermost thoughts, ideas, and beliefs about racism? Then Inflection Point Podcast, Cultivating Change from the Inside Out, is the show for you. Join Anita Russell, Mavis Bauman, and Gail Hunter in open, honest, and deliberate conversations every first and third Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune into The Life Strategy Show with your life strategy mentor, Lolita Smith, and say yes to bringing prosperity and success to your future right here and right now. Life is a picture of your mind, and Lolita is here to help you imagine it. Say goodbye to the strings of the past that have been holding you back for far too long. Rise up with Lolita and say yes to the solutions, prosperity, and unlimited possibility. Visit LifeStrategyMentor.com. That's LifeStrategyMentor.com.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself. And we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Everyone, welcome back to the Know You're Crazy talk show. My name is Susan Dene, and I am talking about emotional recovery in the raw today, talking about not giving in when it gets dark, And if you would join me in the first part of the show, I'm simply talking about the mental lethargy that we can find ourselves in, and it sometimes can feel as if it came out of nowhere. I gave a few examples of this. One was from Napoleon Hill's book, Outwitting the Devil, where he's sharing about going into what he felt like a, how did he describe it? Death life. What did he say? I have it written down. Living death. He felt like he had gone into this living death phase of his life where it all felt heavy and the indecision was almost unbearable. And then I quoted and read a little bit about Michael Beckwith, where he describes it as the dark night of the soul. Where suddenly, you know, life's going on and it seemingly feels okay. And then this darkness overcomes, almost a feeling of spiritual malady that comes out of nowhere. And how do we ride through that? You know, I gave the examples of a midlife. Some folks might call this a midlife crisis. I say a midlife identity, but any of us at any age can go through this anytime we're experiencing something that's changing us. We're ready for the next growth spurt is what I would like to say. The good news, and what I'm going to start sharing about now, is there are ways to get through this without losing your mind. I will share that it will feel like at times you are losing your mind, but there are tools that you can do in order to get through it so that you can remain hopeful. I did a show a few weeks ago about remaining hopeful when things feel hopeless. And so I'm going to start sharing a little bit about those. And if you're asking yourself, was this really where I'm at, you know, or maybe I've been there, is that what that was? And now I'm through the storm. You know, you hear that, you know, did you come through the storm? Are you on the other side yet? If you're not, and you're in the middle of like the ick, some things you might be experiencing are self-loathing, wondering, you know, is this it? I mean, is there anything more to life? Spiritual arrogance, where you thought you were, you know, pretty much a spiritual guru, meditating every day, doing your thing, and then suddenly it's just not working no more. That was a little bit of my experience. And you're suffering from indecision. I remember having a moment of clarity around split energy. You know, I was working a day job, but I didn't want to be there. And then I had this other like dream being planted, this other thing being awakened within me. And I often felt like I had a foot in each pool, and it was very confusing, and there was a lot of indecision during that period. And so you might be suffering from some sort of indecision if you're having to decide, you know, which place do I want to be at? Or the indecision might be in you're constantly telling yourself you should be doing something, and you're also telling yourself, but energetically I can't, I don't feel like it. And, you know, this might be you if you've had, you know, especially if you've had in your if you've aligned with what you label success in your life in the past, and now it's not, doesn't feel the same no more. Like, you know, I mean, do you think you need to renew your success? Do you think you need to give it an upgrade every now and then? You know, we are human beings. We are meant to move forward. You know, so often we find, you know, if you're living in old traditional ways, I think this is definitely a mark of where we're changing as a society. You know, in my generation, it's not uncommon for some folks to be at a job for 15, 20, 25, 30 years. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, that was kind of part of my story where today it's definitely getting to where folks are hanging around a job for 2 or 3 years and then moving on because they're recognizing that there's more experiences to be had somewhere else. And companies are no longer wanting somebody who's gotten stale, you know, been at the same place forever. But think about intrinsically, when you're growing as a human being, can you continue to find the same satisfaction of growth while you stay in a particular place for a very long time? I believe you can. There's just some things you got to do to get around that. So what do you do to move out of lethargy and into some type of inspiring action? What do you do? All right, so today I'm going to be doing flashcards, and we're going to go one by one. I think I've got about 7 tips here that hopefully I'll be able to get through all of them. And the first one that I'm going to talk about is it's temporary. You know, something that you can say to yourself if you feel like you're stuck. You know, that's another thing that might come out of your mouth every now and then. I'm stuck. I feel like I can't go nowhere. I'm not making any motivation. You realize you've been feeling this way for a long time. Having the ability to tell yourself this is temporary is kind of like putting the brakes on the car. All right. So I'm going to talk a little bit about momentum. So if you're in a place in your life, and you can even reflect back where your momentum has been in a way it's not serving you. The inside story, the story that you've been telling yourself might be one is I'm not far enough along. I don't have those type of skills. I don't know what I want to do with my life. I can't afford that. There's no way. I'm lonely. I don't hang out with nobody. All of those are stories. And the longer you've been telling yourself those stories, you know, and another hint to that is maybe you're complaining a lot. Let's say you're at a job that is no longer serving you and you're finding yourself complaining. Well, that's a lot of momentum. It's a lot of momentum. And that momentum over time, it builds. So once you spot that you've had some stories that you've been feeding yourself that have got a lot of momentum behind them, the realization that I need to turn this car around, that's just the first part. But how do you turn a car around when the momentum's going that much? Well, you start to slow down. You just kind of realize I might need to slow down. Is there by chance that this feeling I'm having, that this story that I'm experiencing is just temporary? Is the experience in my life, is it temporary? Because if you look back, it's always temporary. I did say, if you're in what I described as, you know, the dark night of the soul, or you're in some mental lethargy and it's been hanging around, temporary may not be just a day or two. So you got to hang on. And this is why I said, you know, don't give in, but you got to hang on. And that's part of my story too, is the lethargy wasn't just a day. It wasn't 48 hours. I'm talking mine lasted for 4 to 5 years. I honestly have just started to come out of that over the last year. And there's a lot of reasons why. So your lethargy might be around, but the bottom line is it's temporary. It's temporary. And there are ways out of this when you find yourself there. So once you recognize there's momentum, one of the first things you can do is start telling yourself, this is just temporary. This is going to pass. This is just temporary. All right. Number two. Realign yourself. What do I mean by realign? Well, realign what you are expecting of yourself today. This is really a big one. Usually, if we're finding ourselves in conflict with how we are living our life, and we're thinking that it should be another way, once again, we've got a story of what that other way is, but seldom do we really sit down and ask ourselves, what is the story I'm telling myself? Because something I'm telling myself is making me miserable. So what if you realigned with who you are today? And that just simply means sometimes we know that we are not the person we were in the past, but we're not giving ourselves enough credit to honor who we are today. The old way of thinking, the should-haves that you're holding yourself up to, the reason they're not feeling good for you anymore is because they no longer fit the picture. And guess who gets to change that picture? You do. You get to change the picture. Whenever you decide that you want to change that picture, you get to change that picture. So realign yourself with who you are today and not who you used to be. You know, anytime you're feeling miserable, you're probably ready for a new level of experience that you just haven't allowed yourself to jump on and take yet. Okay, so realign yourself with who you are today. not who you were, who you are today. This will have a lot to do with lowering some expectations or throwing some out the door. Like, that ain't even me anymore. I need to recheck myself and find out what is it that I truly do want, because that ain't working no more. All right, what's the next one? If you found yourself in this type of phase and you're feeling like you're depressed, this is like a person I don't even know. I don't recognize myself anymore. Who am I? Where did this come from? Here's the next one. Take a look at your circumstances that you've been through recently. Take a look at your circumstances you've been through recently. I know for me, this one hit home when I went through changing career after 20 years, my father passing away, I lost somebody close to me for the first time. I started to experience what mortality being on the doorstep feels like. I had not gone through that yet. Older, the body's different. I started to experience new things with my body. There were all kinds of things going on. And that's in the middle of, you know, waking up to professionally, I'm not going to be doing this forever. So to give yourself a little bit of grace and a little bit of, you know, oh, take a look at your circumstances. There may have been a traumatic experience that you've had recently or even a year or two ago that is playing into how you look at life today and how your beliefs are aligned today. Something significant that you might have dismissed. Maybe you've been a hard charger and a decision-making kind of person and something dramatic happened and you kept thinking you should have handled it one way. But what's happening now is you're finding that you're off kilter. You're not who you were. You're feeling miserable more days than not. Was there a circumstance that might be feeding some of who you are today where some beliefs really got challenged and you just didn't honor them yet? You just didn't honor those beliefs yet. All right. So that's the next one. Let me see if I can get one more in. I think we're about, all right, I'm going to do one more here. Before I take another break, number four is to take note of daily accomplishments. All right, writing them down is even better. Anything being done when you're in a state of no motivation is a win. That's a win. So I'm going to pick up more on that when we come back from break. So here we go. For this segment, we're talking about it's temporary. Realign yourself. Take a look at your circumstances. And accomplishments. And I will be coming back with more on accomplishments as soon as we return after a short break. Thanks.
Hi, everyone. This is Courtney Cottrell, host of Unapologetically Favorite on Transformation Talk Radio, here to give you some tips on how you can move your life forward if you're feeling stuck by using the GROW model. First, use the letter G to write down the goal that you ultimately want to achieve, whether it's working out 1 hour a day or working towards a promotion at work. Second, using the letter R, think realistically about the roadblock that is currently holding you back from accomplishing your goals. Third, use the letter O. Think about the options or opportunities that will help you in achieving your goal. What can you change in your daily routine that will help you move closer to achieving your goal? Fourth, use the letter W to discover your will and make a true commitment to achieving your goal by writing down a completion date. Once you've reached your goal, celebrate your accomplishment. You are capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Never give up and keep being unapologetically you.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Oh, self-care can be so much fun, and it's not just about bubble baths, but instead about prioritizing the wholeness of who you are without it taking a lot of time out of your day. I'm Claudia Sam, your Soul Connection Coach, host of the Be Happy Now show. I invite you to put yourself at the top of the to-do list without guilt. Join me in the Soul Connector Circle community. Get daily pocket coaching and support to stay on track. Go to soulconnectorcircle.com and use the discount code RADIO.
Do you feel like love is just taking you for a ride? If you struggle to find yourself in a fulfilling romantic relationship, join me, Love Coach Mariah, in my show, Becoming Secure in Love, From Push and Pull to Peace of Mind, every second and fourth Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Discover the joy of being loved as your true, authentic self. Visit LoveCoachMariah.com for more. That's LoveCoachMariah.com.
Hey everyone, Susan Dene. Welcome back to the Know Your Crazy Talk Show, where I am talking about emotional recovery in the raw. Today's topic, don't give up, don't give in. What do you do when mental lethargy takes over? What am I talking about, mental lethargy? Well, what I'm talking about is the feeling of I got a whole lot of stuff to do and I don't feel like doing it. The first part of the show, I've just been talking about some symptoms of that. You might experience self-loathing. You might have this conflict, indecisiveness. Really, it's just a day-in, day-out dark cloud. Michael Beckwith described it as the dark night of the soul. Napoleon Hill described it. I keep forgetting what he called it. He called it living death. God, you think I remember that? I said it like 20 times. He described it as living death. And so it sounds kind of like a really dark topic today, but I mean, how many of us, like even with, you know, when we had mental health month and you see all these things and, you know, we got to talk about this stuff and we got to bring it up to the surface and really, you know, how do we deal with that when we're feeling it? And what are some of the conditions and causes behind it? Because it's not all about being diagnosed with a mental illness all the time. Sometimes it's just humaning. But how do we get to the bottom of that? And after we get to the bottom of it and we decide or we realize this is this dark cloud I'm in, how do we crawl out of that? And that's where I was at before we went to break, is talking about the different tools in which we use in order to crawl out of that. Because it will feel like crawling. If you found yourself saying things like, you know, everything I do, it takes effort. Like I just feel like everything's against the current. Everything's against the wind. I'm trudging. I get it. I was 20 years sober, highly energetic, doing all kinds of stuff, and had that happen to where the best I had was getting up and making the bed in the morning. And I couldn't figure out like what the hell happened. Like, who am I? And there was a lot behind that. But I got to tell you, to have that happen at that particular experience and that particular stage in my life, it was some scary stuff. I had often described it close to rock bottom in alcoholism and addiction when you wait, you know, and you're like, I don't even know who I am. And to experience that later in life after having a lot of life experience and coaching and mentoring and teaching, and then all of a sudden you go through it, I got to tell you, that's a little something to overcome, but it's doable. How did I do that? I knew it was temporary. I knew that this too shall pass. Whatever it is, it's going to pass. The next thing was I had to realign myself. What is the story I've been telling myself about what I think I'm supposed to be feeling, but really what I am feeling? And how do I honor that about myself? And how do I give myself enough grace to back down off the mountain that I've set myself up? Like, the expectations are just a little bit too high in that scenario for me. Obviously, if I was able to do what I said I was going to do, I wouldn't be in that spot. So there was a story that I was telling myself that I had to take accountability for that was no longer serving me. So I talked about realigning with who you truly are today. The next one, do you got any circumstances that may be leading up to this feeling of dread, this feeling of hopelessness, maybe this conflict of indecision that you're experiencing? Have you had any serious circumstances? Serious circumstances ranging from health issues, maybe anything traumatic health-wise. A loss of somebody, the transition or death of somebody can be a very intense experience. That was one of mine with my dad passing. I had never faced, like really had mortality on my doorstep, and that's how I would describe it. I had never witnessed somebody dying in a hospital on a ventilator before. And that awakened me to a whole other level of awareness and fear. health fear, all kinds of stuff would come up. And so there was a significant circumstance that had occurred. Perhaps you're somebody who just retired. I was just talking with somebody today who loved the career for like 20 years, but knew it was time to get out because the feelings of burnout were starting to settle in. And so all these things that were loved about the job are now gone. And so now what? And they are describing what I'm talking about today. Ironically, the show is on the same topic. So, and then the next one I was talking about, so when we start moving into solution around this, what can we do to, in addition to take a look at the circumstances, tell ourselves this is temporary, realign with the new self that we're developing, because believe it or not, in the middle of that misery or in the middle of the fear, there is a new self, a better self, a higher self that is being aligned for you. And yes, it does take courage to hang on. But how do we find it? Like, where's the baby steps? Where's the growth spurts that we can do? We look at our accomplishments for the day and we start giving ourselves credit. This one's big. Start giving yourself credit for the things that you always took advantage of before, right? You took for granted. Give yourself credit for the things that you took for granted. What do I mean by that? One of the things my dad had said to me, before he went on the ventilator, he had about a week of conversation. And one of the things he was saying was, I recognize that I shouldn't have been doing so much. I should have hired help. I was worn out. I was tired. And what that did for me when I reflect back on that was, how many times do I take for granted that I have the ability to get out of bed and make it? Or how many times have I taken for granted that, I hugged my kids that day? It didn't truly give myself the recognition or the acknowledgement or the accomplishment of that for the day. I got to speak with one of the producers there on break, and I was asking her, what did you accomplish today? And she overcame a big technology issue with the computer, right? I mean, how many of us have been there? Stuff crashes, stuff slows down, you're pulling your hair out, you're on the phone with help and support team, and you're but you get through it, right? And there's this tremendous amount of sense of accomplishment. And when you have a sense of accomplishment, it takes you, it like builds you up a little bit. So it doesn't matter, in those dark days of my dark soul, whatever, that transition I was in, I literally kept it that simple of taking a look at the accomplishments and what I was achieving for the day, not what I was indecisive about, not what I couldn't figure out, but what was I achieving for the day? And some of mine came down to just, did I make dinner for the family? Because I went through a phase where nobody was eating hot meals. I got to tell you, I think we lived out of a box and fast food for about a year there getting through this because just didn't have it, right? And so just making dinner was a big one. So take advantage of your accomplishments. And even a better exercise for you, write them down. You can probably write something down. What did you accomplish today? Take a look at it. All right. So got all those. What's the next one? Now, this next one, man, I love coaching on this one. So often when we get into a space where we're not appreciating what we are accomplishing, I talked about the story that we're telling ourselves. It's almost as if we say that we're not doing anything that we want to do. What do I mean by that? We have a to-do list. We have a task list. So what we might say, here's a good one that I was talking about today or someone was sharing with me. I don't ever feel like doing the dishes. I don't ever feel like doing the laundry. Like, I'm just really stuck. And I joked with that person because I said, well, who does feel like doing the laundry really, right? But the point that person was making was energetically, they just never felt like doing anything. So if you paused for a moment, and if that's you, and if that's been you, if you've been in a place of, I have a hard time coming up with something to do. What my experience was, and one of the things that I coach on is creativity within. Where is the creativity within you? And what are you doing to liven that? So for a moment, if you had a day where you just felt like you couldn't get out of bed. I just don't feel like doing nothing. That's the story. I don't ever have any energy. I'm depressed. Nothing's really making me excited anymore. If you paused and you closed your eyes and you asked yourself this simple question, what do I feel like doing today? What do I feel like doing today? And then just wait to see what comes back. And it may take a moment or two. It may take a moment or two to see what comes back with what do I feel like doing today. So where am I going with this creative thing? You remember when you were a kid? You never, probably hardly ever had to ask yourself, what do I feel like doing? Because what were you doing? You're like, you're in your bedroom maybe looking for some crayons, or you're outside. You know, I'm going to go for my generation. Maybe you're, I guess a kid nowadays. Maybe you're on your phone. God help you. But maybe you're outside digging holes, or maybe you found something as a kid. You'd go in the kitchen and find pots and pans to play with, or you found a box and you started decorating the box. Do you see where I'm going with this? There was a natural creativeness within you where you felt like playing. Often when we find ourselves in a dark, dark place and we're trying to trudge through that and we're trying to get through it, we have forgotten how to successfully play. You have forgotten how to play. When I was in my space of barely getting off the couch, grieving, physical stuff, like all of it was coming down, and it felt so big and so overwhelming, what I started to do is I started to ask myself, what am I doing to create? What do I feel like doing? And what's going to happen is you're going to find that when you start asking yourself this, you're going to start doing some playful things. And that's going to be one of the steps. So we're about to go to break. But before we go, one of the things that was recommended to me, because I like making masks. I don't like making masks. I made this one because it was suggested to me. I started to create. Found myself over at the Michael's craft store. I'm finding beads. I'm doing whatever. But I love masks because I believe that masks are part of who we are, and which mask we're wearing sometimes needs to come off, sometimes serves us, whatever it is. And so one of the things that I did was I started to create. I started to create. And this is what we're going to come back from break and talk about, is how are you creating now, and can you keep it simple? All right. So if you're just... Well, hopefully you've been joining me. You're not just joining me, but we're going to be back after break, and I'm going to talk about some more creativity, and then we're going to give it a wrap and have a fantastic evening, I think is what we're going to do. All right, we'll be back.
Too many people go too long forgetting their true soul purpose. Join me, Gina Gale Gray, every fourth Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific in Savvy Solutions. Take the journey back to me with a freedom coach and oracle on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find your soul oceans now in my show. Learn how you can release the wall around your heart and follow your emotional being back to connection and compassion. Visit AnywhereMindBodySoul.com.
In body, in power, in soul. Activate the spirit within you in deep conversations of power, faith, grace, love, and forgiveness. On Soul Inspired Reflections, Ascension, a humble awakening of the heart. Join me, your host, Gina Libido, every second Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And find that even the chaos of your world makes sense and has meaning and purpose. Make a choice, be inspired, take action. For more information, go to soulinspired.org. That's soul-inspired.org.
Melissa Johnson is a certified life coach, author, speaker, and creator of WOW Ministries, Worship Over Worry, designed to give you the tools needed to live a life of purpose. You have a choice daily to worry about your life and give up the fight, or decide to worship God through your pain and triumph victoriously. Melissa Johnson offers a variety of books, curriculums, and programs to guide you through a self-discovery journey.
Book your consultation with Melissa Johnson today at WOWMinistriesLLC.com.
What if you could enter a sacred vortex of love and beauty, infused with the power of the earth and ascended masters?
Join myself, Dr. Georgia Herrera, and Dr. Sharon Martin in the Sacred Magic Show.
Bring in the Mystical and Sacred for Healing, airing every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You too can have your health and life challenges melt away.
Join now and feel your heart open up to the answers to your most important questions.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Volara Company. I've been using the Volara Company equipment, the air machines, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Everyone, this is Susan Dene, and you are joining me on the Know Your Crazy Talk Show, where I am talking about emotional recovery in the raw. And today I'm sharing about how do we not give in when things are going a little bit rough, when we're experiencing mental lethargy for days on end. You might describe this as depression or low energy. I never feel like doing anything. Symptoms of this might be self-loathing. Indecisiveness is one that can show up for you. Feeling like, you know, as I was describing it earlier, some type of split energy. And then I went on to just kind of talk about different tools of the trade in order to help you through that. Because how do we go from mental lethargy to inspired action? Yeah, inspired action, not forced action, not motivational action. In fact, when I pulled through my own mental lethargy, one of the words that almost became like a like I don't even want to talk about it is the word motivation, because I was attaching so many beliefs to what that motivation was supposed to look like. And so what was happening for me is I was attaching motivation to other people's motivation, and I couldn't quite align with what mine was. Where when I started getting into inspired action, and this is what I'm going to start sharing about, that felt so much better. Now, the thing that will feel weird about inspired action is you have to wait for the hit, and you have to, and when I say hit, the intuitive knowledge about what do I feel like doing, and that's where the permission game starts to come into play. What do I feel like doing? And so before we went into this last break, I was talking about one of the things that most of us feel like doing, kind of like when we were kids, is we like to be creative. I think it's within us. We may not necessarily think we're creative, and that was my experience. I've come to find different areas I'm creative in. But in the beginning, when I was in my own dark night of the soul, or the living death, or you know, however you want to describe it, I was really seeking just anything and everything to help me pull through this darkness so that I could come through on the other side. And what was really happening for me was, because I was taking under a new vision and a new way of life, I felt like there were many layers to the onion that were being ripped off. And the big one for me that had been kind of, you know, marinating there for about 4 or 5 years was professional. How do you go from being in a career for 25 years to now developing a whole new thing? That's kind of scary. At least it was for me. So I started to learn how to create. And so, I mean, I pulled out all the tools. I was like in a fight for my sanity. And so I was sharing a mask that I had made before I went to break. Because how can you create? Be like a kid. Just get creative. Start finding out ways to produce. Start finding ways to challenge yourself on what's fun. You know, so I found myself in the Michael's craft store more times than I can count. And you know, this is pretty basic stuff. This is like a vision board, right? But I even sucked at vision boards. I didn't even know how to do a vision board. You know, thank God for Pinterest and the internet, like vision board. And then I don't know if this would happen to you, but what am I visioning? I don't even know, right? So there was all these like, kind of like these mini uphill battles to overcome just to kind of then finally find a way to express myself. Because when we've been living in so much indecision and we've preoccupied our minds and our energy with negativity, and we've had all that momentum going, sometimes it's really hard to come back and say, who am I to express? Where is my expression at? What am I expressing about me? And so I started to do that. I started to find different ways to express. And so one was I made that mask. Another one was I did a vision board, to the best of my ability. Another one that I did, which was kind of new, because I always had this thing with, I'm not artistic. I don't paint. I don't even know what to paint. People who paint amaze me. Natural artists, just absolutely. I just love that. Like, how do you do that from your head to paper? As soon as I gave myself permission to stop comparing myself to everybody, I just started painting crazy stuff. And so I would go and I would get some, some poster board, some cheap paints. And so this right here, just so you know, this is my artistic expression of my three daughters. But you know what it did is it started to break that monotony of I can't do anything. The monotony of I'm not having fun. It started to break loose the creativity within me. Started almost loosening up some of the self-criticism that I had been given myself for quite some while because I had had that momentum. And so those are a couple of things. So creative. All right. Next one. I'm just cutting us off because I'm going to the next one. So because we're going to be wrapping up here pretty soon. Reverence. Are you able to take a look around you and have reverence and be in awe of what's going on? Taking notice of the simple things in life. For me, it's stepping outside in the backyard and watching my dogs chase a squirrel and having the squirrel chirping at him and just getting a kick out of how energy works and how, playfulness works. And there's like a relationship between them or the reverence and the awe, how nature is just in perfect symmetry. There's no mistakes, right? There's no mistakes. Or reverence and awe about the idea that there are no coincidences. Everything is happening exactly the way it's supposed to happen. Those instances where you see somebody that you thought about the day before. Are you practicing reverence and do you have awe in your life today? A beautiful sunset, a beautiful sunrise. I'm in awe today because we are in the Northwest and we have sunshine today. We have been thirsty for sunshine just because, it's been a bit of the mistiness has gone a little bit past, I think, a lot of our expiration days. But then on the other hand, it's all in perfect alignment because I think we're on the first day of summer. Maybe we're just getting impatient, but I have a lot of awe for the sunshine coming through the windows this morning and sitting out on my deck and feeling the warmness. I love that. I love that. So are you practicing reverence and awe? Because you can do that even when you're in the middle of these dark phases of your life. All right. What's the last one that I've got on the list here? The last one that I've got on the list is appreciation for what is. Appreciation for what is. Like, for example, as you've been in this phase, if you're there or if you're in a tough spot, who's standing by you? Who are you so appreciative to have in your life? I know for me, my significant other, my husband, was there through all of that, like a rock, watching his wife go from, this experience of not even really identifying what her old beliefs versus the new belief, like just clueless there for a while and leaving a career after 20 years and witnessing that. I mean, who is next to you on your journey? My children had to experience with me being out of town many times, taking care of family members in the Midwest. But they withstood that, they were there, they withstood it. So who do you appreciate? What do you appreciate as you go through this phase of your life? Have you been able to go through it with a roof over your head and food in your belly? Are you appreciative of that? Are you appreciative, as I was saying earlier, not taking for granted that you can still get up out of bed and make it? Or that somebody's there to help you make the bed. So appreciation goes a long way also in the grand scheme of things when you're in this. So embracing growth it's uncomfortable. It can be very uncomfortable. And there can be phases of life and phases of growth in which we think that this is the end all. It feels very big. It feels very overwhelming. But there are steps and there's our tools out there that you can absolutely take advantage of that'll help you get through this dark night of the soul, that'll help you get through this living death, as you might be describing it as depression. But there are absolutely resources out there that can assist you. And if there's anything I can do to help assist you in that, feel free to reach out to me. Some of my best sessions to coach on are around this, based on just my own education, but also what I've come to know personally that has worked. And so if you want to get a hold of me, feel free to do that through the website at susandenee.com, D-E-N-E-E. Shoot me an email. Would love to do some one-on-one coaching with you. But other than that, it's a sunny evening. I'm looking forward to enjoying dinner with my family. Hopefully that was helpful for you out there. If you are in the middle of this, don't give in. Hang on. It's temporary. You can do this. You can do this. All right. Thanks a lot, you guys. Have a great evening. See you next week.
You have been listening to No, You're Crazy.
Crazy. Crazy.
And my name is Susan Denae. We are identifying, understanding, and treating your crazy one episode at a time. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. To connect with me or Growth Spurt Your Life, please visit SusanDenae.com. That's Susan Denae, D-E-N-E-E.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.